Welcome everyone to the Extreme Strength and Fitness Podcast. I'm your host, Devonta Erlinson, and this is the place where all extreme sports athletes can come to make sure that they are staying stable, mobile, and strong. Without further ado, let's get to the episode. Today's going to be a little bit different of an episode. No, I'm playing. It's a little late for me. It is 11:47 p.m. and it is Thursday night. Why am I up doing a podcast? Well, really because yesterday, on Wednesday, the governor of Minnesota, Governor Walz, he announced that gyms will be able to open as of Saturday, but for extreme strength and fitness, that kind of drives a wrench in things because it does state that there is up to 12 feet of distance needed and there are no classes or coaching sessions available. So, why am I excited? Well, we can fully open for classes slash training sessions as of January 4th. And that gives me time to really prep, get a lot of things ready to make the experience that much better for each and every client that I have. And also, it just gives me a lot of ideas. I have a lot of time to think now. So I'm excited. I don't know. You take it how you want. Look at things from the perspective of how you wish. But for me, hey, 2 weeks. Christmas is literally next week. And I get to sit in front of a family, think when I have my time, and go into the new year, providing the best that I can for all my clients and anybody else who's out there just watching what I provide and listening into the podcast. So I'm pretty hyped. So I'm going to take a little sip of my Moscow Mule real quick, and then I'm going to talk about the topic of today's episode. So, of course, as of now, the first thing we're going to do is talk about my skating, trying to talk about what I've been doing, what I've been seeing in my skating, what I've been seeing in my training, translating to skating, and then also, we got the Instagram pick of the week. That is going to be our Instagram skater of the week, my apologies, and then I'm going to be doing that, and then, of course, we get into the main topic, the gravy and potatoes. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be all about, if you don't use it, do you lose it? I hear this question asked a lot. And especially, like, it's crazy. Because you see old heads. Like, I'm talking old heads. Skating in the gym. Or skating in the gym. Jeez. Just skating. But they really don't go to the gym. Well, that's because skating in itself is such a workout, right? But it's just super cool to see these older people skating still, moving in this way, and then looking at how that all goes back to, you know, if you don't use it, you lose it. You look at the person who skated for however many years, from 8 to 25 to 30, and they stop skating. Then they're 60, or shoot, bro, 35 at that point, and you go to skate, you can't skate. Well, you know, we'll get more into that a little bit. So let's get to today's episode. All right, so my skating, what's been going on? What have I been doing? How have I been skating? And how's training been going? Well, training's been going good. I've been actually pushing a lot of boundaries when it comes to the way I think and the way I go about mobility training, for especially for the way we skate. Because we put our body, if you think about the shapes we're in when we skate, right? There's so many different shapes we create, no matter what you're doing. If you're going to ollie, If you're going to do a kickflip, that's a different shape. If you're going to do a front crook or a back crook, or let's say you're doing a back smith or a front feeble. Are you doing it on a flat bar, a down rail? I don't know, but the shape's different. The mobility is different for each way you land. You know, it's just crazy when I really start thinking about it, and it's hard for me because being a coach, I get so into the weeds of like, oh, wait, we go this direction, this direction, this direction, and, you know, there's so many different ways you can go, and I just really wanted to test the boundaries of how I can load tissue. Shout out to Vernon Griffin. You know, he is somebody that I've been following a lot lately, and, you know, looking at how he does mobility and following him along in one of his courses, and it's a lot different when you start taking your body through tissue loading, but with no load, right? I mean, it's with load, because if you think about body weight is still loaded to an extent. You know, us skateboarders are so used to our body weight that it's not going to be like somebody who is very overweight and doesn't walk around much and they go to do a body weight squat. That's going to be a lot different than one of us who skates all the time and, you know, doesn't have much body weight. A lot of us skaters are smaller, so it's a little bit different. But, you know, just being able to actually load your tissue through one, slowing down movements is super fun to me, at least. It's something that you can do too, and I know a lot of skateboarders, they do not want to take a lot of time. It's just something, we skate so much, that's the one thing on our mind. I get it, it is. But on the other side of things, I know that they want to feel better, but they also don't want to spend that time doing, let's say, an hour training session or whatever the case may be, 3-4 days a week, whatever, however you want to look at it. Well, you don't necessarily have to. You know, you can do focused mobility sessions if you're doing it right and really pushing your body in a different way and focusing, having intent. I talk about that all the time. Having intent when you're doing a movement is so, so important. If you're not putting forth your utmost effort in, let's say, okay, so if you're doing a squat, right, you damn sure better be using your utmost effort, right? You should be really focusing on how your big toe is into the ground. You should be focusing on the 3 points of contact in your feet. You should be focusing on how your knee's breaking over your toes. Is your knee actually going over the toes? Are you driving for knee flexion? Are your hips actually going to sink back and then back in when you go down? Or what's going on? You know what I'm saying? You have to be really focusing on that. That same thing should go to a single leg floor bridge. If you're doing a single leg floor bridge, you should have that same intent. Now you take that single leg floor bridge and you go to a 90-90 with rotation, you should have that exact same intent. And that's just what I've been doing in my training. I've been really trying to push that intent factor and pushing my body in different ways. And I'm already seeing a difference in my skating, which is crazy because you know, as skateboarders, we're so intuitive with our body. We really are. And that's what's fun about coaching skateboarders. You all learn movements so much faster. I love the general population, do not get me wrong, but you guys learn movements so much faster, so much faster. And it's just because the way we articulate our bodies in skateboarding, you're used to it. It's just how it is. You're used to having to move your body in ways that average people are not. So when it comes to learning a movement, let's say it is a single joint movement or it is a multiple joint movement, but it's a bench press or something, or it's a squat, you all seem to learn that pretty well. I mean, it's pretty fun. So, but that's what I've been doing with my training and with skating. I've just noticed better board control, honestly, just being more in tune with myself. I think that's one of the coolest things to come along with that style of training. Not really pushing for the performance side of things right now. I'm just having fun, just always loving life. How I always do when I'm skating, right? You know, if I'm trying to perform better, I'm still loving life. I'm laughing my ass off when I'm falling and, you know, just doing me. Skating's the best. So with that being said, we might as well go right into my Instagram Skater of the Week. And I have to do this, guys. So one of my favorite skaters just won SODI. Just won Skater of the Year. Let's go, Mason Silva. Congrats, dog. I'm so hyped for this dude. He's been on my radar since he had Justin Bieber hair. Like, it's so funny because I remember watching them when I was so young, like him and Louis and all of them, like the whole crew. Disorganized? Oh, God, I can't think of the name of the video right now. But there was so many times watching him growing up, but I was like, dang, this dude is crazy. The older and older and older we got, the crazier and crazier and crazier his tricks got, which is super cool. And the clip I'm actually talking about today, so if you go to his Instagram, it's Mason Silva, and on there, his most recent post is going to be the one where he won SODI, right? Congrats, dude. Go give him congrats. Like the post. He deserves it. And then scroll down. The next post is the one I'm talking about. I don't know if this is just me because I can't wally anything for jack shit, but this clip is dope. He does a wally front side. And I shouldn't even say just because I can't wally up nothing. But he does a front side wally. Front 150. Front 150s are my favorite trick. I love that trick. Like, besides something fakey, okay, I can't lie, I love going fakey. But when it comes to this, just something on a down rail, front 150 just looks so dope to me. Especially when you do it just in that way where you land good, land bolts off of it, and you right away. And he went and wallied into it. I can't ask for more than that. I really can't. And that wally too is insane. If you look at it, when it's like in its paused frame, I'm looking at it right now, and it's just like his legs are so bent up toward his body. It's insane. It looks like he's popping his board up to stand up. Like it's that much of a wally. It's dope. Good job, man. Little 50-50 wally to 50-50. Or wally. 180, 50-50, however you want to call it. On the post, they said 50-50, turn 50-50. So, you know, however you want to say it, go ahead. That's the best part about the skateboarding community because, you know, we don't care. We know you did a dope-ass trick. And that's all that matters. And I'm going to sip to that. All right. Mason Silva, congrats, man. I'm super, super hyped that you won. It's actually pretty cool seeing people that I've watched skating throughout my life really making a come up in the skate game. Talked about it on previous podcast, and I just, you know, I'm hyped. I think it's pretty dope. It's pretty sweet. Love it. So, you know, other things that I love, you know, is the fact that when you consistently do something, you start noticing the benefits, not necessarily like in a whole, but you start noticing little things, you know, whether it's the actual thing you're trying to change, if that's your body weight, how you feel when you wake up, whatever the case may be, or it's your mindset, whatever it might be, you see these little things start to change. And that goes into the topic of what I want to talk about today, right? If you don't use it, do you lose it? Well, yeah, you do. So the best way I like to think about this is now that I have kids, right? I would have never thought about this before I had kids too. So if you don't have kids, just think about a little kid if you can. If you've been around a lot of little kids, you'll be able to understand. If not, just try to think. I'm sure you can imagine. So when I look at my son, he's almost three, one of them. The other one's almost 3 months old. And when I watch him move, he squats down. There's no hesitation. There's no butt going back. It's just down, knees over the toes, nice and relaxed, feet flat on the ground. He's chilling. I look at that. And then I look around and I watch grown men or women or whoever you may be try to sit down. And God, it takes them long as hell. Just into a chair. And I'm just like, wow. Like that's the most clear thing I can think of when it comes to if you don't use it, do you lose it? Think about that. I mean, when we're kids, when we're little kids, all we want to do is move around, play, 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 and that's what we do. When we play, we're in a squat position. When we are just chilling, we're in a squat position. Sometimes you even like to eat in that position when you're little, right? It's just easy. And as we grow up, we learn to sit in chairs more, sit in chairs more, sit in chairs more, sit in chairs more, as I'm doing right now. And, well, you stop moving as much. And that comes into a lot of issues. You stop moving as much, you are sitting down more, now you've got muscles that are not being used. You have muscle imbalances being created due to the fact that you have some that are in a short position and a lengthened position and just sitting down. And then also not even to think of that, but if you think about just movement in general, if you're not moving, how does your body know how to move properly to make sure that there's no pain or injury being caused? Well, it doesn't. It's really that simple. And this episode isn't going to be long today, then, because it's something that I think a lot more people are starting to understand, but people still ask it. Or people ask, right? They'll be like, okay, I'm gonna start training with you. Let's do some coaching. Let's get it. They're doing it, doing it, doing it. All right, well, when do I stop? Well, with me, you can stop training with me whenever you like, right? I mean, my goal here is not to train you forever. My goal here is to give you the knowledge you need to go out and explore for yourself and be safe while you're doing that. But you can leave whenever you want. Now, if your question is when do you stop exercising? No, that's the wrong question. You don't. Think about it. You just don't. Okay. I didn't have pretty much any minimum life. But I do know from watching my great grandpa and my grandpa, those were like the two men in my life that I was able to kind of watch. They were both taken away from me at the younger ages, but I was still able to see these things. And they moved all the damn time. My grandpa specifically, I believe he was around the 50 age range when he was biking with me, not just around the block. I'm telling you, like we were going 12 miles, like we were making treks, and then we'd go to Spirit Mountain here in Minnesota, up in Duluth, Minnesota, and we would ski for hours on end, hours on end. I think I was like 12 at the time, so I mean, think about that, right? Like, I mean, he might have even been older, honestly, now that I think about it. So that's crazy. And his dad, same thing. Every time I saw him in Chicago, he was always moving around, doing stuff around the house, getting his little penny collection together, whatever it may be. But he was moving. reaching down, grabbing stuff, you know. He still was getting pretty old. I'm not saying they were perfect in that way. No one's perfect, and they definitely could have put a little bit more thought toward their health as well, as pretty much almost all of us can, right? But they moved, and they moved better than a lot of people their age. Most of the people their age, to be exact. And when I think about that, I'm just like, ah, that's, yep, okay. Well, you link those two little things together, you know, like when I'm able to see how my kid moves, I look at how people my age move and a little bit above. And then I look at people who are up there, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, still moving, you know. Well, did they stop moving and then start moving randomly again in their 60s? No. They kept doing it. They kept moving around. They kept doing what they love to do. They found things and replaced things in their life. Like, let's say they didn't like doing something for a little while. Okay, cool. But I'm sure they probably found something that replaced that and kept them moving. For me, that might be really just trying to play with my kid more, paying my kids more, you know, just really, one of them really doesn't play that much. That's why I say kid, because, you know, a 3-month-old just kind of lays there and poops, eats, and cries, and smiles now and laughs, which is cool. But, you know, when it comes to rolling around and getting rough, that's my 2.5, 3-year-old. So that's my thing, you know, making sure I'm taking that extra time out of the day when I know I'm going to be at home, not moving around as much, you know, rolling around the ground with him, playing, doing that type of stuff. Whatever the case may be, going on a hike with the family, walk with the family, you know, whatever it might be for you. For me, it's a lot of family stuff because all my other time is spent doing business. So when I have time to integrate health and family, I will do so. So that's what I do. You can do what you want, but, you know, just keep moving. Just keep moving. Don't let yourself become victim to this world that is being created, especially while we're in this lockdown right now. Like, there is so much going on. Now, don't get me wrong. Technology has its place. It's saved many lives. It's done a lot of great things. I'm not saying it's not needed, right? Or doesn't benefit us. What I am saying is you yourself do not need to be sitting down all day. You don't. Your body actually needs to be up moving around. Now, I get it. It's hard right now. If you are on a more strict lockdown, then you're stuck. And if you're on something like here in Minnesota, we're kind of opening back up a little bit. I mean, you're still at home a lot more than usual. If you can invest in like a standing desk and shoot, if you can't, just grab some dang books, stack them up, use them like a desk, like a standing desk. That's what I do at my job, at my office. For right now, it works. And guess what? It's free because I have books laying around. There you go. Or use a cardboard box. Who knows? But try to get up off your ass, stand up on those 2 feet. And while you're doing that, also don't make sure you're, you know, too slunched over the whole entire time you're doing it. But for the most part, if you're standing up, much better off than most people out there sitting down. Also, another thing you could easily do is, you know, just integrate walks a little bit more. You know, integrate just movement in a different way throughout your day. This could be where you are doing, maybe you get up out of your desk after 3 hours of hard work and you just do 10 minutes. Just 10 minutes of nice, like, relaxed mobility movements. You don't have to do nothing crazy. I'm not saying you have to go try to load the tissue at work in your cubicle or wherever you might be working. But what I am saying is, you know, get down, do some 90-90s with rotation. Take your time, you know, get down, do some thread the needles. You could get down to some handcuffs, you know, do some isometric holds maybe. You know, get that CNS turned on. Get yourself waked up. Get yourself going is what I probably should say, right? But like I was saying, you know, those are easily things you can do. Or after every single meal, go for a walk. Just go for a walk. If you're somewhere where you can get outside and go for a walk, I am so jealous of you. Please go outside and get a walk. Don't waste the time inside that you have to go walk around. You can do a lot of things while you're walking. Get a pair of Bluetooth headphones. If you don't, throw that stuff on speaker. Talk on the phone if need be, whatever the case may be. But just, you know, get out there and move. It's probably one of the easiest things you can do, you know, to really start making a change. And driving that stimulus to keep going and to drive us to keep the longevity factor there, right? Because we're talking about if you don't use it, you lose it. So if you do these little things, you're still using it. You're not necessarily training super hard 3, 4, or 5 days a week. Yeah, I get that. But you're still using it. Majority of the people out there don't do that. They don't spend that little bit of time just to move around or to, you know, dedicate more time to movement. And if you do that, you will be so, so, so much better off than most. Trust me. It's crazy what it can do for you. And the thing is too, you know, think about this. One of the big reasons for people going to a nursing home when they're older is because they do not have the leg strength to sit up out of a chair or our upper body strength to assist them. You know, they don't have any of that. So, well, that leads them having to go to somewhere who can take care of them constantly because they can't do it themselves. I don't want that for myself. I want to be as strong and healthy and independent as I can until the day I die. Now, I have my beautiful wife. Don't get me wrong. JoJo, I love you. But, you know, I don't want her to have to take care of me either. Like, I want to be healthy so I can enjoy life at any age. And not, you know, getting old is not this trap that it's made out to be. It's made out to seem like, oh, I'm going to get old and I'm going to be in pain. I'm going to have to get all this surgery. I'm going to take all these pills, all this. No, that's just not the case. You're not going to have to do any of those things as long as you move your body and take care of yourself. So that's not the case. Growing old does not have to be this drag. It does not have to be this dreading thing that we all think of. It really should be something we are so excited for because we get to live more of our life and we get to experience more things and become more wise and help more people with the wisdom that we have now gained. That's something we should look forward to, not dread. We should not be dreading growing old. So what we should be doing, I hope we should be doing, myself, I know I will do this, is move my body. I will make sure that I can move so I do not lose the way that I can move now. I get it. We grow old. Joints take damage. You know, muscle does atrophy over time. But still, you can really, really maintain good overall health and fitness by doing these type of things on a regular basis, getting a good, you know, even 2 day a week exercise regimen in, and just doing daily movement, something of that sort, just something to get you going. Even if you're just doing the daily mobility stuff, like I said, you're still doing more than most. That's really all I want to talk about today. I really want to drill it home that if you do not keep moving your body in the way that you want to move, you will not be able to move your body in that way. Don't think that you can sit down, wait a freaking even a year, year and a half to 2 years, go jump back on that board and skate the way you used to be able to skate without feeling crazy or almost getting injured or getting injured. You know, it's just the way it is. If you want to keep moving, if you want to keep progressing and you want to live life to your fullest, whatever that may be to you, as you age, I suggest you probably should move around a little bit more than you most likely are now. So, with that, like I always like to say, let's gain stability, mobility, and build strength you may have never known you had.